Hello there, Sudan. Thank you for joining. And we are looking at chapter 14. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. In chapter 14, our study would be focusing on advertising and public relations. Advertising and public relations learning would be to understand the concept of advertising and public relations. We will know about the main purpose of using advertising and public relations. Why do monies are spent on advertising and public relations? Understand the advertising process. Know about the role of advertising agency. Understand the role of public relations in travel and tourism. So this is the learning objective. Advertising Standard Council of India defines something about advertising and what they say. Any paid form communication address to the public or section of it, non-personal, to influence the opinions or behavior of those whom it is addressed. Mind it, advertising can influence and does influence the behavior. That's why initially many countries were restricting advertisement because they say this makes someone spendthrift or put someone into depression because few things are not reachable by them. Well, that's the logic and difference and argument. We are understanding the meanings of advertising and public relations. It influences the opinion behavior of those whom it is addressed. A product is anything which forms the subject of an advertisement. So when you advertise, you have a product for which you are advertising. You just don't advertise. You focus. Tourism board advertisement focuses on the product, the natural resources, the man-made products, the natural product as a product for which you advertise. So anything which forms the subject of an advertisement and included goods or services to a targeted audience. You target some people. You target a segment of a society by the company and identified sponsor. So these are the understanding of advertising. The Public Relations Society of India again defines some different way. They define about the PR, public relation. The PR is the planned, systematic and continued effort to establish trust between the company and its stakeholder. So the role is to establish trust. Let people believe in your product. Let people understand your product. And what would happen? Then the sales will come up. People will appreciate your product. People will go for it. Public relation may be personal or non-personal. It is aimed at creating the linkage, connectivity, mutual understanding and goodwill, to be specific, or trust between the company and its stakeholder. So this is the role of PR. We saw earlier the role of advertising. Here we understood the public relation. Why do people do that? We have understood. The Indian media and entertainment industry is growing. No doubt about it. We have observed this. We have seen this. The media industry and entertainment industry on the rise. People were not going to theater, but OTP was working. People were watching TV series through OTP source, and so on and so forth. So entertainment took a different shape. People started focusing on something else. Online advertising or digital media advertising indicates high growth. It has been observed, it has been noticed that online is name of advertising in future. Social media is the name of advertising. In the context of online advertising, website is important. What product you bring in has to have a website where people can fall back and go into more detail, understand the product better. Website serves as an effective, strong advertising tool to attract customers from all over the world. Advertising would say about the product in little. The web page where they go back to will tell you more in detail. Quite a good write-up with some statistics. According to the EY report and their estimate, the India marketing and e-sector recovered 16.4 to reach $1.61 trillion, US$215 billion, still 11% short, 11% short of pre-pandemic in 2019. Due to the second wave of COVID, which impacted the April to June quarter, EY reports expect that ME sector to grow 17%. These are all just statistics, go through that. Message coming out of it is we have still the short of pre-pandemic 2019 to report on the estimate of money spent on advertising and public relationship. Look at this. It tells you advertising industry revenues in India. Great detail through television, how much, through digital media, through online. And we notice that television still generates the major source of advertisement. And various social media are mentioned here, outside gaming, online gaming, film entertainment, animation, live events, out of home media, and radio plus music. You still see television sitting on top of it. Television contribute to almost 5% in this statistic that we are seeing. These are the figures that we are talking is estimated figures and may not add up due to this is just an idea which is the most accepted form of advertising. Again, another statistic coming in from advertising and public relation with Indian media and entertainment. Segment growth in 2021 over 2020, television, digital market is sitting on very high level. These are all estimates, figure, and sources taken from report on Indian media and entertainment industry prepared by FICCI and EY, an advertising company. Coming back to some write-up, we will see here Tourism websites have matured over the past few years to add social data and offer mobile tools and are more. So websites have matured, lot of literature, lot of write-up, lot of tourism and travel related information is available on website comparatively. And then, of course, few years, social data and offer mobile tools and more. Such tourism-related websites incorporate strong creative design with functional navigation to push their experience home to their customer. So from the web page, which is a home page, then they push the whole idea of public relation and advertising through that web portal to the customer. So more you get a hit on your web page, the more is the visit by customer. Now, advertising in public relations, some of the tourism website with designs are, now these are few examples. There are many to come. This is only not limited here. We are taking Vienna Tourism Board. We are talking about Tourism Panama. There is also New Hampshire and Kyoto Tourism. All these are different tourism websites where are designed. You can log into this website and learn more and see how this website looks like. Look at this, some advertisement coming in. Vienna, beautiful place, the palace area is shown here. Panama, where is Panama? Panama is Central India. I'm sorry, Central America. I repeat, Central America, between South and North America. There's famous Panama Canal, and Panama is also famous for its shipping business. It's a port of call for coming from Pacific Ocean into Atlantic Ocean with the help of Panama Canal. It's a business center, of course, but also promotes tourism. Here is the website of different advertising and creating awareness. Different, you can see, go into detail, go through their web portal. The linkage is there, what they advertise, what they have, and all. You all are familiar with going on web page and learning about products. So advertising and public relation, marketing tourism is about marketing the experience. That's what, in short, it means. You market the experience, which not necessarily you would have gained, could be possibly somebody who would have gained that experience, and that you are marketing. Someone had a success, someone had a great enjoyment, had a great show. The tourism board, the destination, has great things to show. All that comes in marketing. You need to make it loud and clear, announce it through experiences, through existence, through natural resources that are available with you to show it to masses. So each website uses strong visual appeal that make you feel like you are a part of this experience. You go through, you go along with that visual and you feel the presence into that whole area. And not to forget the virtual reality, which adds more flavor to various websites. Good and balanced navigation provides quick and easy access to information throughout the website. Many websites are really designed to take you. There are many virtual tours of a destination linked through various pages into a website. So now for the website, complimentary app or ability to be accessible on mobile devices is prerequisite. Many web portals have gone into apps and you can log in and learn. By the way, even our government of India has put up a web portal through an app that tells you not only about various tourist attraction, but you get to know in different languages. Yes, so that web portal is straight away a very good public relation and advertising relationship creation tool. Now, what is the purpose of advertising? The primary purpose is to controlling or influencing the demand and creating its effect on the customer's behavior. So what you show on your web portal, what you advertise, what you make a PR work done is to take control of the customer's behavior and create a demand. So possibly if you are showing something which is quite attractive, it would create a demand in the mindset of the traveler, and the consumer behavior would start happening, and he or she would pick up that destination to travel. As simple as that. It enabled businesses to reach people in their own homes or other places away from the places of production and delivery. So by sitting at home, you just go on website and see everything. Convey to them through promotional messages intended to influence their buying behavior. So by looking at the picture, by looking and reading about it, by having a look through advertising and public relation on various clips, videos, reels, and links, you create an opinion, your behavior changes, and it is the role of advertising and public relation about the tourism product or any such product as a generic talk. So what we have in advertising process, typically advertising is based on AIDA model. AIDA stands for A for attention, I for interest, D for desire, and A for action. So you get attention by looking at the item being posted there, tourism product being exhibited there, that creates interest in you. And the desire, that pull factor comes out of you, that pushes you by a pull factor is the attention what they would be showing it to. And the push factor is desire that comes out of you. And then what you do, you take an action. What action here mean? You take a decision of traveling. You want to go to the site, the destination, the place that are shown on the web portal through advertising. Isn't it simple? But yet so professional, the whole concept of AIDA. We are looking into advertising process, what we understand and how the process go. Typically, advertising process stages are target audience, identifying advertising objective, use of creative planning, evaluating advertising alternatives, and deciding on media costs, plus measure the results of advertising. So these are all the process or the step that go through in advertising. Let's take them one by one. Target audience identification. Identify and review of the target market that can be reached through advertising. Because the target market who is using any particular platform advertising, or how do we reach? That has to be identified. The audience or the target market, are they using a specific type of it? Television channel, electronic media, print media, blind media, or for that matter, anything which is used as target, hoardings, boards, posters. These are various identification of target audience, where you get more attention to, there you can advertise by identifying. Evaluate, review the reason why customer is in those market would buy your product. Just out of sympathy, they won't buy. Why should they buy your product? And in those market, your products or facilitate services, what are the evaluation and the review, the reason? That's the second step. Having the target market needs of information in detail, including the media habits, will facilitate the reach. Media habits refer to what the target audience go to look into. Are they watching television and getting, you have identified that, or they are looking into social media, they are watching a specific television channel. All these are referred to identifying the reach and the media habits. objectives of identifying, state the objectives clearly, very much be clear, transparent, well explained. What is to be achieved? What they say is, what you want to achieve by this? What do you want to show? Whom you want to show? Why do you want to show? What you expect by in achievement? Related to the processes expected to take place in target segment's mind, such as awareness, interest, and positive feeling. Is this what you want to achieve? Create more awareness, generate interest, and get people into positive thinking, have positive feelings among your audiences. Objective must be fixed to a specified time period and be measurable. Time period, you are setting up Christmas season, festive season, Diwali season, all that is a time and period to be monitored and measured. For example, to raise awareness of business class in a target audience from 17% in June 21 to 20% by December 2021. This is what you would like to raise awareness. Only 17% people were watching. Now you'd like to raise it to 20%. And how you can do it? By advertising process, identifying your advertising objective. Now you have to use creative planning. This is very much clear with all of you. Make a creative impression, something unique, something innovative, something creative, using pictures, symbols, and words, all put in a frame. That's why you see in advertising world, those who work in processing and creating and working templates, creatives, get heavily paid, because with their posters, with their templates, they create awareness, they create interest. The message able to reach the target audience. So for example, Ministry of Tourism, Government of Goa would say Incredible India. Kerala would say as a message, God's own country. New Zealand, very unique. Something totally different, 100% pure. What does that mean? The air is pure, the food item that we use are pure, and so many such things. So everything is pure. And Greece says, you are in Greece, which means you are here to experience some of the early civilization, some of the unique philosophies. You are in Greece. People have said, people have impression that Greece, where philosophers like Aristotle, Plato were living, they gave a lot of political theory. They gave the famous Olympic Games, and that's what it is, Greece. And now you are here. The message is, you are in Greece. You have arrived. So that is quite an example to target the audience who would like to see specific tourism destination. Evaluating advertising, alternatives, and media planning. It is simultaneous with the creative planning that we saw the example, with creativity in it, with innovation into it, with something unique shown or spelled out in words, pictures, visuals, videos. It is concerned with the programming, the way in which advertisement will be seen and heard through media selection, scheduling, and buying. You see, ad coming up on CNN at a specific time when they start reading news. They expect the family members all sitting together, ready to watch, and that's the right timing and scheduling, because that's the time when they would see what you are showing. Around the day, if you keep showing, maybe it is not going to create, because many of them are not watching television. So scheduling is important. Media selection, which has got international audience. Advertising something on a local television may not target the international audience. So that's why they pick up BBC, Al Jazeera, CNN, which has an international approach. So anything like internationally to be advertised, you need to pick up the right media and schedule it. These are all advertising process that we are going through. Evaluating advertising process, what are the alternatives? We have to evaluate that, and that is, there are various media available for the programming. We know all that, print media, which is like newspaper, magazine, travel guides, publication, yellow pages, where information is printed. That's why it's called print media. Broadcast media through radio and television. Radio is also known as a blind media, because whoever talks, what you hear, you don't see. You don't see an anchor, you can't see a radio jockey, and so on. So that's also known as blind media. Of course, television you can see. So that was another classification, is broadcast media, where things are broadcasted. And outdoor advertising, online advertising, and direct marketing. These are various promotional activities that can be used as media. Evaluating alternate planning. You need to plan. Each of the media has its own advantage and disadvantage, like any business practice. We go through all this, advantage and disadvantage. So for example, some particular television channel in India would be more popular in the rural side, in a particular North India. But people may not watch those at all in South India. For example, Sun TV is popular in South, ETV, popular in South. Whereas in North you go, you have either Sub or Z or Sony. So depend what media to select for. Its advantages and disadvantages. It is required to judge which of them are likely to be the best in meeting your advertising objective. So you decide what is your product, whom you would like to address, and what is their choice of selecting that. Evaluating alternatives, print media, we have seen a guide, broadcast, television, online, all that we have seen. We have now going into cost of media and developing advertising budget. The budget may be based on advertising objectives and on what one can reasonably be affordable. Like for example, electronic media with a specific scheduling as a spot at 8:30 news would cost more than the news coming up in the VRs where nobody is there. Most of the audiences are either sleeping or busy with other activities. So you can decide on the budget according to when and what schedule you are basing your advertising. It must be based on what the competitors are doing. Every time it is always good to monitor your competitor, because you are in the same business. If Malaysia is highlighting certain things, Thailand would compete with them, would try to match, or rather would be performing much better than them, getting an edge over their competitor. And this is what happens everywhere. So you, as they say in business, you have to keep your foe close to your heart. So likewise, in media, where, which mode they are using, what is their slot, and all that will help you to get benefit out of your budget spend in advertising. It must not be based on what the competitors are doing, sometimes spending and on industry average. Advertising budget related to specific objectives are effective one. If you are addressing family, what is the best schedule for family to watch? And that is what you need to take a call on. Specific objective, you would like to show a cruise liner, then you have to show it when the entire family is awake. some product that is meant for a specific audience, some adult product, then you have to do when children are asleep. When adults are awake, then they can see that. In the slot, when the family sit in front of TV, whether they are watching news or cartoon, you will be disturbing their approach. You will be damaging their approach. So timing is also very important. The budget may be based on industry standard. It is cost per thousand or cost per media. Here, the details of cost per thousand or cost per media is defined here. Most commonly used way of media comparison to reach is 1,000 people by using various medias. It is measure of market reach used to compare one medium against another. This is a technical term that you have to understand. Now, this slide tells of CPT or CPM. What is that? We were seeing CPT and CPM is cost per thousand, cost per media, CPT and CPM. This is a quite great write-up with explain what is the costing done, what is the final outcome of it, and it could how much it would value a money that you would spend or benefit you gain out of it. Three fine examples are there. You kindly go through and read it, because I would be doing the same thing and reading for you. It is well explained, well put as an example, with amounts being spelled out, multiplied, divided, getting a result per unit, cost per. Okay. We have to move forward from that slide, and we are now into understanding advertising process. Deciding on the media cost, developing advertising budget. The budget may be based on advertising objectives and what one can reasonably afford. What you can reasonably afford. It must not be based on what the competitors are doing. You cannot just copycat what competitors are doing, because they may have different audience in mindset. They may not be targeting the same audience which you would like to address. Possibly your product is family oriented. Their product is for especially adult genders, adult male or female. So different audience, they may be showing a different product at a specific time, which will not be the right time for you to show your product, which is for different segment. So all that is not to copy your competitor in your spending. Advertising budgets related to specific objectives are the most effective one. Related to specific objectives. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to show? As I was just talking, you want to show it to the family. So you will pick up the product and objectives which are suitable for the families. Like we see in the market, at various exhibitions and in the marketing budget of different tourism boards and airlines, their audiences are different. Their spending is also different. With respect, Myanmar Tourism Board may not have the capacity because they have a limited audience to be addressed. People are still scared to go to Myanmar because of the presence of military junta there. Just with the respect I'm talking. Because then, Malaysia won't copy Malaysia. Their audience is different. They would like to show something different. Their approach is different. Their money is limited and so on. So advertising budget related to specific objectives are most effective one. Thank you, dear student.